From Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show. Brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Tea Company, makers of Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. And the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. The Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Parrott, Gerald Moore, The Sportsman, Charles Dant and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
Love is so terrific, such a funny feeling, makes you want to cuddle and cling. Makes you sentimental, makes you kind of gentle. Ouch, terrific thing. Love is so prolific, sends your head a reeling, makes you want to giggle and sing. Makes you sigh and wonder, hits you just like thunder. Ouch, terrific thing. Life rearranges, suddenly changes, everything strange as it can be. Memory gets hazy, then you go crazy. Wow, look what it's done to me. Love is so terrific, such a dizzy feeling, makes you hold the world on a string. Melts away your collar, makes you want to holler, let the wedding bells ring. Oh, terrific thing.
Well, Judy is rapidly becoming convinced that Humphrey Cooper, the handsome movie actor, is her dream man. So she has subscribed to a fan magazine that is running a series of articles about him. Here comes the postman with the latest installment right now.
Howdy, Mr. Mailman.
Morning, Miss Canova. I got your magazine for you.
Oh, golly, thanks.
Oh, I see you like them movie magazines. But, you know, honey, I go more for books. I'm reading one right now by... I said I'm reading one right now by Sally Rand.
Oh, a book by Sally Rand? What's the name of it?
Life with Feather. And you know something? It tickles me silly.
Why, Mr. Mailman, do you still have your mind on pretty girls?
Oh, yes, Cookie, but it just don't do me no good. I feel just like the coach of the Southern California football team.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, honey, the game is over, but I'm still dreaming of making passes. Well, toodaloo, chicken. I'll see you later.
Judy, is there any mail for me this morning?
No, Aunt Aggie. But look, here's that article about Humphrey Cooper. Oh, boy, ain't he handsome?
Judy, all you talk about is Humphrey Cooper. Are you sure he's not just a passing fancy? Are you sure it's the real thing?
It must be, Aunt Ag. Every time I think about him, my toes curl up. Comes in mighty handy for opening Coca-Cola bottles.
Judy, a girl should think a long time before she marries anyone. Remember, marriage is a question of give and take.
Yeah, and the question is, where can I find a man who's willing to take what I got to give? Golly, I wished I knew what Humphrey was looking for in a girl.
Well, maybe you can find a hint in that magazine article.
Say, you're right, Aunt Aggie. Listen to what Humphrey says here on page 16 about his ideal girl.
The girl I marry must have the beauty of a Hedy Lamarr.
I ain't got that.
The charm of an Ingrid Bergman.
I ain't got that.
The sex appeal of Betty Grable.
But no, I ain't got that.
And the spirit and dash of a thoroughbred horse.
Put a saddle on my back and call me Trigger. Oh, look, Aunt Aggie, he even mentions my name in this article.
But what does he say, Judy?
Judy Canova has a few of the qualities of my ideal girl.
That's me, Aunt Aggie.
Everywhere I go, I see her face. Last night, I saw it as clearly as any picture. Nothing could have made me happier. Then the fog came in and her face was completely hidden. Nothing could have made me happier.
Say, that that don't sound right, does it?
When I do marry, we'll settle down, and in time, I hope we will hear a little wail in the nursery.
A little wail? Shucks, I was hoping we'd have children.
Well,
how could I dress a whale? Be blubbering all over the place.
Hey, can you imagine
me singing Go to Sleep, You Little Baby, to a whale? They'd slip out of my arms. I couldn't.
Well, Judy, Humphrey certainly speaks highly of you in this article. I can't understand why he hasn't called since the night he took you to dinner at his mother's house.
Neither can I, Aunt Aggie. I sure watch my etiquette. That was the night you told me to watch Humphrey's mother and use the same fork she did.
Well, did you?
Well, sure, but I had to wait till her back was turned before I could grab it. I got stabbed 6 times before I could get it away from her.
Judy.
She's a strong woman, yes.
Judy, if I were you, I wouldn't be too concerned. You have plenty of time for marriage. Why, you're barely dribbling into your 20s.
I know, but I better grab a man before I start slopping over into my 40s. Hey, you know something, Aunt Ag?
What, Judy?
I think I'll go and see that Swami fortune teller down the street. I bet he can tell me if Humphrey's the man I'm going to marry. Into my future and tell me what you see.
Abacadabra alakazam. Give me your hand and I will read your palm.
Okay.
You have peculiar lines. Your lines curve in all directions.
Shucks, it's just this old girdle I'm wearing. Swami, never mind my lines. Now, what about my future?
To foretell your future, I will look into my crystal ball.
Say, your crystal ball has 2 holes in it. What are they for?
On Tuesday night, I go bowling. but wait. I see you married to a handsome man. You will have a baby. He will look like his father. You will be very grateful.
So will the baby. Say, is this handsome fella I'm going to marry named Humphrey Cooper? I want to find out if we're soulmates.
Does this man like you?
Yep.
Are you positive?
Shucks, only screwballs are crazy enough to be positive.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Well, I am. Swami, how do I find out if Humphrey's going to be the man for me?
Here, I am going to give you this dream pill. It will make you dream of your real soulmate.
Oh, boy, that sounds swell. When do I take this dream pill? I mean, dream pill.
Take it before you go to sleep tonight. And pleasant dreams.
Thank you, Swami. I'll let you know how things come out.
Judy, did the Swami tell you who your dream man will be?
No, Aunt Aggie, but I sure hope it's Humphrey Cooper. If it ain't, I'll settle for a handsome man with $10 million.
Judy, a handsome man can be an awful headache.
Yeah, but with $10 million, you can buy an awful lot of aspirin. Golly, Aunt Ag, I can't wait till tonight. Maybe I'll dream that Humphrey's kneeling at my side with an engagement ring in his hand. Then he'll look up at me, and in his deep, romantical voice, he'll say...
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
You look kind of sad today.
Si, senorita. My cousin Gonzales got a broken leg from a cold in the head.
Oh, don't be silly, Pedro. Nobody gets a broken leg from a cold.
Gonzales did. He stopped to sneeze in front of a fire engine. Senorita, I have had bad luck all day.
More bad luck?
Si. I was fixing the hot water pipes and I nearly tore my arm out of the socket.
Oh, my, how did that happen?
The instruction book said to fix pipes, twist the elbow until it comes off. Senorita, My girl is glad I am such a handy man. Someday we might get married.
Pedro, is your girl attractive?
Oh, senorita, she has beautiful long hair growing down her back.
She has?
Si. I wish more of it would grow on her head.
Pedro, tell me, what do you do for entertainment when you have a date with your girl?
Well, senorita, sometimes when I am sitting alone with my girl in a parlor, the lights are low, her little Airedale sits by her feet. Oh, it is so romantic. The parlor lights are soft and the radio is playing sweet music. And then she puts her head on my shoulder. Then I put my arm around her waist.
Ooh, Pedro, then what do?
I feed dog biscuits to the Airedale. Well, I will go now, senorita. Hasta la vista.
You're hot as a pistol, too, Pedro.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So, halo, everybody, halo.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Remember, even finest soaps and soap shampoos hide the natural luster of your hair with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap, therefore cannot leave dulling soap film. The first time you use Halo, your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The natural color and luster shine through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff and grease. Needs no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling soap film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Now back to Judy Canova and the Sportsman and a heap big peaceful type song.
A medicine man I met said, don't get yourself in a sweat. When things look gray, just shrug and say, it must mess up my head.
So don't get yourself in a spit, he said.
Tuck your tantrums into your kit instead.
It's disarming to be charming,
quote the medicine man.
Whom all the three explained to see, nobody could be wiser than.
So if your temper's getting the top hand, all you gotta do is just stop and
pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet.
Like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochees, Chippewas do. If you're feeling mad as a wet hen,
mad as you can possibly get, then pass that peace pipe and bury that tomahawk like those Cheechy Mex, Cherokees, Chipotamex too. Don't be Frankie, try to use a little restraint. Hold that hanky and wipe off all of that war paint.
And if you find yourself in a fury,
be your own judge and your own jury. Pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet
like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochees, Chippewas do.
If you want to hover out west too,
you will soon discover it's best to
pass that peace pipe, bury that hatchet like the Choctaws, Chinos, Chattahoochees, Chickasaws do. Ceremonial ways to pass that peace by the bury that tomahawk like don't you do to me, chippa chassa chickapees. Pull your ears in,
try to use a little control.
When all clears in,
you'll be top man on the totem pole.
So if you want to be an all right guy, not a long face blues and a night guy, write that apology
and dispatch it.
When you've quarreled,
grand to patch it,
pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochee, Chippewas, and those Chichimecs, Cherokees, Chipotles, and those Chicoutimis, Chappachats, and Chickapees, Chochos, Changos, Chattahoochee, Chickaros.
Ah, dreams. Dreams, what wonderful dreams Judy expects to have tonight. Judy has already taken the dream pill and is about to retire as she talks to Geranium.
Say, Geranium, did you ever take a dream pill?
Yeah, Miss Judy. I took a dream pill once to see if I could dream about me and my boyfriend Pomeroy getting married.
Did the dream pill work fast?
Fast? Honey, I went to bed at 10 o'clock, and at 5 minutes after 10, I was singing lullabies and Pomeroy was passing out cigars.
Well, it's too bad your dream didn't come true, Geranium. Maybe it would if you'd lose some weight.
Miss Judy, I have lost 10 pounds, but don't do me no good.
No, why not?
Honey, taking 10 pounds off of me is just like taking one bucket of smog out of Los Angeles.
Well, just keep trying, Geranium, and someday you and Pomeroy will be walking down the aisle together, side by side.
Side by side? If Pomeroy's going to walk down the aisle with me, it'll have to be single file.
You're always kidding about your figure.
Oh, that's right, Miss Judy. I guess I got a figure like a pack of cards.
Figure like a pack of cards, huh?
Yeah. The deck has been shuffled around a bit, but it's still well stacked.
Oh, Judy, why don't you go to sleep?
Well, I'm trying to, Aunt Aggie. I've taken the dream pill. Maybe I better say the magic words again. Abba-dabba, sleep. Abba-dabba, sleep. Hey, it works.
It does?
Yeah, my abba-dabba's asleep. Gee, Aunt Aggie, dreams sure are strange, ain't they?
Oh, they certainly are, Judy.
Yeah, you know, last night I dreamt I was living back in 1776.
Back in 1776?
Uh-huh. Paul Revere came riding up to warn me that the British were coming. I was sitting there in the window with my hair done up in curlers and cold cream all over my face.
Well, what did Paul Revere do when he saw you?
He turned around and went back to warn the British. You blame him? I don't.
Well, Judy, try to go to sleep now. I'll turn out the light.
Okay, Aunt Aggie.
Ooh, I am getting sleepy. I'm very sleepy. I wonder what I'll dream.
Golly, I'm a castaway. I'm a castaway on a South Sea island.
White woman, who are you?
I'm Judy Canova. My boat crashed on that rock. Did you ever see such a horrible wreck?
Maybe you'll look better when you get your hair combed.
The breakers carried me ashore. Where am I?
You landed on Bali.
I sure did, and it knocked the wind out of me. Say, how did you get on this island?
3 years ago, a big wave picked me up on the beach.
Then what happened?
When she got out of the Navy, we got married. She was the first sailor I ever kissed.
I know the curse of the voodoo. I know the curse of the voodoo.
What is it?
I can't tell you. I never curse.
Crazy island. How can I get off?
If you want motorboat, I can get you putt-putt. Or maybe you like better a putt-putt-putt.
Well, what's the difference between a putt-putt and a putt-putt-putt?
Putt. Why you not stay here? This island is paradise except for one thing. We have a big inflation here.
Big inflation? situation? What are you doing here?
That ain't my name. Down here, I'm called Princess Fatima. Yeah, I'm a great big person south of the equator.
Yeah, you ain't so small north of it, either. Say, Fatima, can you do the hula?
Oh, anybody can do the hula. All you gotta do is put on a skirt with a layer of wheat, a layer of barley, and another layer of wheat.
Then what?
Then you just rotate the crops.
Can you get me some food?
Sure. Me can sell you meal or fix your car. Me run local hot dog stand and filling station. There's my sign over there. See?
Oh, yeah. It says, Shorty's Place. Stop. Eat here and get gas.
Look, somebody coming up beach.
Why, it's Humphrey Cooper. Humphrey!
Judy! Judy Canova! Oh, Judy, I'm so happy to see you. I could kiss your hand.
Oh, come on, Humphrey. You can be happier than that.
Judy, I couldn't be any happier. Why, I'd rather be cast away on a desert island with you than Dorothy L'Amour. That was only a bird, Judy.
Big one, ain't he? With a mustache yet.
Judy, this is the perfect situation. The two of us, alone together.
Yeah, Humphrey. I'm here and you're there.
Yes. I'm a man and you're a woman.
Yeah, I hope they don't start the OPA again and change everything. Come on, Humphrey. Kiss me.
Oh, but Judy, I...
Don't talk. Just kiss me.
Judy, I don't like that look in your eye.
Why not? You put it there.
All right, Judy. I'm going to kiss you.
And I'm going to kiss you.
Ah, lips like a pressure cooker. Judy, this settles it. We're going to get married.
Oh, Humphrey!
We'll raise a family. We'll name our children after the months of the year. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September...
Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
If there's another one, we'll name it Sunday.
Sunday, why?
By that time, I'll be ready to call it a day.
Judy will be back in just a minute. But meanwhile... Let me read a letter the Colgate Palmolive Peat Company received from a Super Suds fan. Gentlemen, I just want you to know how much pleasure I get from your radio show. I want you to know, too, how much I've learned from listening to Mr. Petrie. That's me. When he says no other soap in the world can wash clothes whiter, get out more dirt than new 1948 Super Suds, he knows what he's talking about. I wash for my husband, my children, my grandchildren, and I've got to have suds. Those extra suds for extra whiteness I get with new Super Suds sure wash my white clothes extra white. And I use no bleach, just like they say. I've always used Super Suds, but I declare this new Super Suds has out-sudsed itself. Now I know one package sure could make a truck full of suds. Gentle on hands and bright colors, too. Signed, Mrs. May Smith, New York. And like Mrs. Smith... Housewives all over the country are rushing for new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. At your dealers now.
No other soap in the world can wash clothes whiter. And remember, you need no bleach.
Super Suds, Super Suds, extra suds for whiter duds.
Now back to Judy Canova and the Sportsman singing...
It's a lonesome old town when you're not around. I'm lonely as a
A few weeks back, I had the pleasure of introducing a new song from England. Your letters have expressed a desire to again hear how lucky you are.
As you walk, as you talk with the one you love, do you know just how lucky you are? When you stroll hand in hand neath the moon above, does your heart sing how lucky you are? There's so many heartaches in this world of ours, but sometimes a dream will come. And the one that you love is in love with you, that's the greatest of blessings by far. You don't know how lucky.
Judy Canova Show was written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople with John Ward and is produced and directed by Joe Rines. This is Howard Petrie asking you to use Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair and the new 1948 Super Suds with Extra Suds for extra whiteness. Now, here's Judy.
Thank you, Howard. Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week, Halo Shampoo and Super Suds. The bestest in the world. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood singing,
go to sleepy little baby, go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you'll patty patty cake and ride a shiny little pony.
Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. No other toothpaste does a better job of cleaning teeth. For Colgate's cleans teeth thoroughly, safely, brings out natural sparkle and beauty. And scientific tests prove conclusively that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate Dental Cream instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. So always use Colgate Dental Cream after you eat and before every date to clean your breath while you clean your teeth.
Stay tuned to Kay Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge with his new feature, Comedy of Errors, which follows immediately.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.